DJ W Mobile.
Good afternoon, Dave. Let me turn my radio down here. Just pooping along here beside O'Neill Edition, headed what I call south towards the Cunningham Fire Department. How's your day?
Off all of my errands and going to go back home and get to work on some frames for Amy. She's doing needlepoint. She needs some frames to put her needlepoint on while she works on them. So they're kind of expensive. I can make them from scrap lumber. It doesn't cost anything. So I took a day out to make her some frames.
And my sunglasses here, Dave. Sorry for the delay. Well, that's nice of you. That's pretty neat stuff, that needlepoint. That's something Bernice never did do. She wants to learn how to embroidery, but she never has the time. Right now, she is starting the baking for Oktoberfest, for the one that my daughter has every year. And, I don't know. We got out of Aldi's for $95 yesterday, so I considered that a bonus. It wasn't over $100. And most of it probably go towards that Oktoberfest.
It used to cost me between $190 and $220. Now it costs me between $330 and $425. So it's just doing nothing but going up. And if you can get out for $90, you must be shopping just for 2 or 3 days instead of a week or two.
Well, pretty often I drink a lot of milk. And we go to Aldi's. And down in Taylor's, the Aldi's up here, she don't like it. It's not stuffed as well. And gosh, we've been going down there for years, and it's near Walmart. You can just run across the street to it. And then we do some of our shopping at Ingles and at Lidl's. But, groceries over the last several years have just went up, up, up. But tell me what hasn't, Dave. It's just the way the world is nowadays.
It's or quit. After 29 years, I got figuring out when I bought it shortly after we got married, about a year after we got married, so 29 years ago. It lasted 29 years. It cost me $90 for a 25-gallon that'll hold 90 CFM or 90 PSI at about 5 CFM. I got the pretty close to the same thing over at Harbor Freight yesterday, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, for $400. So 4 times the price in 30 years, that's not too bad.
Still don't have to like it. I think mine is 15 CFM. I was going to buy a bigger one, a 2-stage. That's your most efficient and your best one, but you know what, I got older, and I just don't need it, and I'm not going to be painting any car bodies or doing anything that I need air tools with, so I got a smaller one. I imagine we got about the same thing. How many CFM did you say that was? I heard you say 90 PSI. Mine goes up to 140, actually.
It'll do 200 PSI. It stores 200, but if you regulate it down to 90, then it'll do 5 CFM. If you regulate it down to 60, it'll probably do 15 CFM. It just depends on, you know, the CFM is a function of the PSI.
I used to work on ones, Dave, and there was a whole room of them when I worked at that wheel plant. The ones at the machine shop were 2750s CFMs, and they were 100 horse, and there was 400 CFMs. And the ones at the wheel plant were 1,500 CFM, and they had 300 horsepower, three-phase, 480 volt motors on them, 300 and some amps, Dave. Those were biggie fries, and there was a whole room of them.
Right, that reminds me of Michelin when I worked at them. They had these big, long chains that built tires. They had four of them, and, they started with two in the United States, and then they doubled the plant size, and they had four. But the whole chain probably runs maybe a little over a quarter of a mile long from the start to the finish, and it's all pneumatic. you can imagine the air compressors. I think they had turbine air compressors. They weren't like piston driven. They were like turbine driven.
True. And they're very efficient compared to the piston ones. And the ones at the machine shop were screw. I'll never forget, they wanted to buy a dryer for it. And I told them, well, we got 800 CFM, so we need a dryer that'll handle 800 CFM. And the new guy up in the office, which he'd been there for years, but they put him in charge of maintenance, which was stupid. And he went out and bought a 550 CFM air dryer. Therefore, there's a little kid loose in this van in front of me. That's dangerous. And so therefore, they always bitched about the water being in the lines, Dave.
Once I got my own compressor, I never knew that would be a problem because everywhere I worked around compressors, somebody else paid for it. And I didn't realize that you do have to dry them, or they do get moisture in there, and you do have to drain the tank every now and then. Anyway, Tom, I just got home. All my errands are done, and I can get back to working without having to sweat about going out. I like to stay at home. I'm a homebody, unless I'm going flying. Anyway, you and Bernice have a good day. Enjoy October's best, if I don't talk to you again before then. N0TR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, last time I bought my air compressor was at Harbor Freight. The time before that, I built my own out of an old-style hot water tank, and it had been hydroed, and built it from scratch, the unloader and all of it. And when we left Kansas, I'd had it for, since 82, I think. And I give it to a friend of mine, and it was still working. It was a Camel Hosfield compressor. My dad bought me the compressor. You know, I built everything else on it. Air in a plant is really expensive. But management don't tend to listen to you in smaller plants. They want to save money. But the bigger plants like Michelin and that wheel plant that I worked at, they realized it and they had very good equipment. Take care, Dave. W4DJW, N0TR, clear.